And now your weather for today. Showers ending near noon, then a mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm in the morning and afternoon. Winds becoming south to 20 kilometers an hour in the morning. High of 21, UV index 7 or high. Tonight, cloudy with 40% chance of showers and a low of 14. Coming up at 5, City Council voted last night on a motion to extend the timeline for Our Livable Solutions Crossroads Village Sleeping Cabin proposal. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
Hey, friggin' buddy here, coming to you live from Spicer's Dockside Grill, you know, over on Wolf Island there. It's friggin' beauty over here. Like I'd say, best waterfront patio in Kingston, hands down. Right on. So hop on a ferry or a jet ski or whatever and just get over to Spicer's Dockside Grill and see for yourself. They're open for lunch and dinner Thursday to Sunday from noon to 9, and they got free live music every Friday and Saturday night. Frig yeah! Get the full scoop at spicersdockside.com and I'll see you on the island, bud.
This summer, catch Through the Looking Glass, a richly harmonious folk, Americana, and modern roots co-bill featuring Alex Mundy and Friday's Child at the Broom Factory in Kingston on June 18th, and then again at Signal Brewery in Corbyville on July 11th. Learn more and get your tickets now at flyingvconcerts.com.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
How can I help you?
I guess, you know, like, listening, you know, helps a lot, you know, and I guess I never really had anybody, you know, like, that actually listens, like when I'm talking and stuff, you know. Like nobody hears the real Beavis, you know what I'm saying?
I don't understand Beavis.
You know, neither do I sometimes. Yeah. Neither do I.
I know what you're thinking. You know what I'm wearing. My feather vest, a brand new dress, and glasses with pink see-through lenses. And I'm going out. You think I should sit down? Save my money. Save my time, drink herbal tea and ditch the wine. I'm moving in a candy colored daydream. You probably tell your kids not to be like me. I guess I get it, I push my luck. But I'll be young, I'll be fine till I'm done. There's a game, it's a game, so don't hate the player. Hit the stage, hate the stakes, stabilize, they fertilize you.
Big spotlights make sparkles that rain down around me. And I'm spending time like it's made out of dimes. Dying for a dance floor for a song that sounds like angel chimes. I'm living in a candy-colored daydream. You probably tell your kids not to be like me. I guess I get it, I push my luck. But I'll be young, I'll be fine till I'm done. There's a game.
It's a game, so don't hate.
take the stakes, take the lies they fed the lies.
A hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey,
hey, oh, hey now. Is.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan,
and it's Vinny.
And we are here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're rocking the airwaves.
It's hump day,
it's hump day, it's Wednesday. Thank
Let's
goodness
party.
We made it.
Yeah.
Shall we party?
I can't believe I made it this far.
Thanks for coming in. It's going to be a good show today. Like I said, this is Indie
Wake
Up.
It's going to be a cheesy show.
Oh, we got... That's right. That's a hint of things to come. Why don't you say, who's coming on, Vinny?
I heard from a little bird that our man Steve from our wonderful sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Is going to come back for our long overdue refreshed episode of Steve's Cheese.
Steve Cheese.
Steve's Cheese. He's going to talk about wonderful cheese that we have. And Jeff, you know, first off, so Steve's going to come talk about cheese.
Yep.
And we're going to get into that later. And I'm also, I'll get everybody excited to talk about, how proud I am of you for coming prepared today with all of the things you did. And you're not, I'm not talking about that.
New cell phone.
He did buy a new cell phone.
You did?
Welcome to,
it's a brick.
Look at that thing.
The size.
Look at this.
It's wow. Huge.
Jeff
look
bought a
that.
New cell phone. It's Woo. About as big as, it's about as big of a phone he could find. So great job on that. But I mean more coming prepared to talk about the cheeses.
Oh, what? Listen, with this, like, this?
That's called homework and preparation. So
taking things
great job. Great
here.
Job. So
excellent. I have to make up for the debauchery of the weekend. also on the program today, we are going to be talking about what's going on this weekend. Simone, there's a big event coming up this weekend.
There is, yeah.
Do tell.
Skeleton Park Festival.
Skeleton
Park Arts Festival coming down.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're going to chit-chat about that. Also, we're going to talk about nerd news and movie stuff. We got some celebrity birthdays, some sports news. Got to talk about how the city of New York exploded on Saturday night.
All right.
Yeah.
What about, and we went to a concert last week. We'll talk about that. That was great.
Hey, we got a stack show today.
It's busy, so sit down, buckle up, and comb your hair.
Ooh.
How dare you, I don't have hair. We have a full docket of excellent tunes today, so stick with
Let's
us till 10 o'clock.
All right.
We just heard Fionn with their brand new song The Game, and we've got a classic from the Wet Hot American Summer soundtrack. This is Jefferson Starship with Jane right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
So out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
Daddy, why did you eat my fries? I bought them and they were mine. But you ate them. Yeah, you ate my fries. And I cried, but you didn't see me cry. Daddy, do you even love me? Well, I wish you'd show it, 'cause I wouldn't know it. What kind of dad eats his daughter's fries and doesn't look her in the eye? Daddy, there were tears there. If you saw them, would you even care?
My head, but I didn't listen to what she said. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Everybody, that was La Sécurité with Nana.
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 Nana. Nah. Welcome back. Where are we listening to? What are we on right now? What's going on, Simone?
I'm not really sure. What is this?
Is this CFRC, the place to be?
I think it is. It's the place to be.
It's 101.9 yes. FM.
In the cave.
Let's tune this down for a second. Let's get that bad music up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to feel that.
Just go. Welcome to Wednesday.
That's Smell-A-Ship with Swamp Party. They're going to be playing a couple shows in Kingston this summer. We've got to keep our eye on that.
Yeah.
They're going to be rocking the rock on Howe Island this summer.
Heck yeah.
I'm going there. It's going to
be
good.
How are they
going
to do that?
Amazing. Before La Sécurité, we had a classic from She and Him with Oh No, Not My Baby. We also had from the Adventure Time soundtrack, Fries, featuring Olivia Olson. I saw a young woman who had a Marceline the Vampire Queen tattoo on her arm the other day.
Okay.
A grown-up.
Yeah.
And
we're all grown up.
So we're going to be peppering in some Marceline the Vampire Queen songs.
Marceline.
Mm. Also in that set, we had a band called Steel Cut Oats and their song Tums. And we opened it up with Jefferson Starship with Jane from my favorite summer camp movie, Wet Hot American Summer.
That was not what I thought you were going to say.
What were you? What's your favorite summer camp movie, Vinny?
Friday the 13th.
Oh, of course.
That's it.
Of course.
There's camp only Crystal one Lake. Camp.
They do screenings of that movie at Camp Crystal Lake in upstate New York every summer.
Let's do it. Actually, you're not going to U.S.
Simone, you got a favorite summer camp movie?
No, I can't think of it.
You never seen Heavyweights?
No.
But the Fat Camp?
No.
With Ben Stiller?
That's a good one. That's
is it good?
I'll lend you the DVD. It's wonderful. Nice. Yeah.
Have you seen recently that Ben Stiller commercial where he falls?
Oh, yeah.
He has like a green suit on.
Like a jumpsuit?
Yeah.
I've been watching him.
I can't remember what it was for, what they were selling, but I remember him just falling.
Oh, it was Quest Trade or some nonsense like that.
Yeah.
But I've been watching him at the NBA playoffs recently because he's going to all the games and like he's got the muscles.
Does he?
He does. He's yeah, running. He he's been ripped.
Get shredded to lift the Larry O'Brien above his head.
That's right.
I saw he was doing a photo shoot with that.
Yeah, okay. Ben Stiller, he's on it. Yeah. So
think he's juicing?
Oh, no. I think he's just.
This is natural?
This is his natural state.
Yeah, yeah.
If you watch Heavyweights from 1995, where he plays like a TV fitness guru who's bought a fat camp, he's very shredded.
Yeah.
And he's very funny.
Mm.
Yeah. It's my favorite summer camp movie. Welcome back. It's Indie Morning Wake Up. This time of morning, we like to talk about our sad, pathetic, lonely lives so that you guys can feel a little bit better
about
yourselves.
But guess what? I didn't have one. I didn't have a sad, pathetic, lonely life.
What? What?
Nope. Last week was great.
Tell us.
On Friday.
Oh,
for all
no.
the listeners.
Never
who
mind.
Were like,
no, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, please,
so
please.
Last week
yes,
we had the great Seth W.J. Hunt on the show.
Yeah.
And we got to learn that he subtly didn't make a big deal of the fact that he's playing at Blues Fest, but coming up July 17th.
Yeah.
But we got to go see the show on Friday night at the Broom Factory.
We did.
I got to socialize with people. I'm getting a call from Likely Fraud. That's cool. and at the Broom Factory, and that's the third show I think I've seen there. And
yep.
it's a great venue. So if you haven't, I'm telling you, just pick a random show and go and check it out. But man, we got to see some great bands. So Seth did a great job.
Oh yeah. He was backed by the back steps. They reunited just for this one night.
Yeah. What a great job they did.
Shout out to Luke on bass. He was excellent.
Yeah. Devin on drums, and which I learned at that time, Devin sold me my drums.
Yeah, that's right. So, small world.
Yeah. The one of the other bands, the opening bands, was Wygo.
Yeah.
I think we're going to play a tune a little later on. What a show. The band was great. I said, like, all these guys just seem like they go to work their bank job, then they show up, kick rear end at this show. Like,
yeah.
Just masterful on the instruments. The timing was impeccable. The sound, the tuning was in check.
Oh, they were pros.
And
pros,
that
bro.
Guy's vocal range was great. So we'll play a tune later on. And
yeah.
then there's a new young up-and-coming little band there. A couple
The Reckless Endangerment.
Reckless Endangerment.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That
they
was great.
Good.
So
and then we boogied on over to the Merchant afterwards. There was the OHL draft going on in town, so it was full of like suited men. There
Jeff
was suited
wanted
men
to try
everywhere.
To get drafted into the OHL. That's what's happening here. He's like, I know how to play hockey.
The trick is that you corner a guy with a nice suit in the bathroom and you force him to sign you to the OHL.
And then I had to bail him out the next morning.
Yeah,
yeah, it was
but
tough.
But we saw a Squid Pistol play.
We did. And then I learned that one of the band members is a friend's brother. So that's a small world,
my
but what a great
goodness.
Job that they did as well.
Yeah, Simone, what's going on in your life?
What happened?
Come
nothing,
on.
Nothing exciting.
What?
Nothing exciting.
Have you moved that piano yet?
It's still there.
We gotta go over and move the piano for Simone.
My arms are weak.
Yeah, I just realized
weak,
I'm busy.
Little
when is
arms.
It?
It is a piano after all. But you're having a good like start to the summer season.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's warm. It's
it
warm,
is.
Yeah. It's getting warm in there.
Totally.
Got my fan though.
That's good. You have a fan.
I've got a fan.
It's been cool the last
fan.
Few days. We had a wicked thunderstorm here
yeah.
in town last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys did, but I was in Amherstfield.
I felt it. My eyes
yeah.
were closed, but it was so bright. I could see the,
no
the flashes
oh,
like
yeah.
through my eyelids.
Oof. It was a doozy.
I
yeah.
missed it. I was out like a light.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was a Dreamtown, USA.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good stuff, I guess.
We had a good concert. We had a great, beautiful weather for most of it. Even the rain was not too bad.
Yeah, it was plenty more good summer to come.
Yeah, we got lots of it.
Baby. Absolutely. And there's plenty more good tunes to come.
There better be.
We should get back to the tunes. Cause
I want to dance.
Next break, we're being joined by our special guest, Captain Steve.
Where's he from?
From Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
He's going to come in and talk about cheese and charcuterie and all the things that you need to take with you on your barbecue,
okay,
your picnic. You're going to take the boat out on the water. You're going to need some good snackage.
Yeah.
From Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
So Steve's going to be joining us very soon. So we're going to play some tunes and then we're going to eat some cheese live on the air. It's going to be real good.
But not in the studio, just for anybody who's listening.
No food in the studio. I get very passionate about that. We got a brand new song, ironically called Vending Machine.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, no. The band is called Valley, and this is Vending Machine right here
on CFRC 101.9.
Here, baby. Let's go.
My name is Julie Duran. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Well, I hear my catfish baby saying, I don't mean maybe, fishing's gonna be good from now on. Well, I'll be there in a jiffy, 'cause I want I unload my ball of yarn. So if you're waiting on me, you're losing time. You've gone and swallowed my all to keep you on the ball. You got my bamboo abandoned all the time. You're waiting on me, you're losing time. You've done and swallowed my hook, sinker, and line. I bait my hook the same for all to keep you on the ball. You got my bamboo abandoned all the time. You're waiting on me, you're losing time. You've done and swallowed my hook, sinker, and line. I bait my hook the same for all to keep you on the ball. You got my bamboo abandoned all the time.
Boil up some Mountain Dew, it's gonna be a long night.
In a dusty library, waiting for some words to jump in me. We met by a trick of fate. French Navy, my sailor maid.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Let's go in the garden. You'll find something waiting right there where you left it, lying upside down. When you finally find it, you'll see how it's faded. The underside is lighter when you turn it. To the ocean, the crystal tide is raising. Water's gotten higher as the shore washes out. Keep your eyes wide open, even when the sun is blazing. The moon controls the tide, it could cause you to drown. Everything stays right where you left it. Everything stays.
I was getting lonely in here. Enough of these terrible tunes that we're playing on CFRC 101.9.
I want to hear my own voice.
That's right. Before Vinny's golden voice, we just heard Billie Ann with her new one, Otis. It was a very smooth
very
jam.
Very smooth. And she was relaxed.
Very relaxed.
Not a care in the world.
That's a good music video. I like that. Also in that set, we had Everything Stays by Olivia Olson. We had Camera Obscura with their classic French Navy. We had an oldie but a goodie from Wayne Rainey with Catfish Baby. And we opened it up with Valley and Vending Machine right here on CFRC. We're talking food. We're talking summertime. It's pretty good. We've got our special guest in the studio right now, Steve from Steve's Cheese.
How are you doing?
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
I think we can hear you there. Yeah.
We can hear him.
How are you, Steve?
Oh, I'm okay.
Excellent.
Just got up early to do the cheese tasting.
Yeah.
Once every 4 or 5 months or so.
We were trying to think of when the last time you were on was.
I don't know. Months back now.
It's a while, yeah.
Yeah, a whole new cheese has grown and matured.
Since then.
Been selected since then.
Exactly. Well, for those that are just tuning in, Steve is the owner-operator of our amazing sponsor,
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yes, sir.
Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. We were saying in the last break that now that summertime is finally here, you know, and you're going to be preparing your barbecues and your picnics and your outings, you got to get some good cheese into you.
Well, yeah. It's Saturday I was in there. I was down and out under the weather for a few months. We weren't open Saturday, but now Saturday we sold a ton of cheese. Everybody wants it to sit out on the patio.
Yeah.
And it with some good wine.
So when you open, what's your hours on Saturday at Old Farm?
10 to 5.
10 to 5.
Start a little later. There's no one around that early on a Saturday.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But it's good that you're open and we can come in here and get some good stuff.
Yeah.
So what did we bring in today?
There's two. One, the Manchego, that's pretty well-known Spanish cheese.
Yeah.
So that one is from Spain, of course. It all comes from one particular sheep cheese. The Manchega cheese. Or sheep, as you know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Manchego cheese. And it's kind of firm and nutty. Very good. That sells really well for us. And the other one's Riopel. That's a Quebec cheese. That's a real soft, creamy cheese. Looks like brie, but tastes way better.
Yeah.
We're going to taste some, Jeff?
Simone, you want to dig in?
Absolutely. Yes. Which one here?
To dig in.
This one?
Yeah, that's the Manchego.
Okay.
Very nice. It's got kind of a nutty taste to it. And,
all right.
Good with sherry, it says here.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
We don't sell sherry at Old Farm, but we do sell nice red wine.
We are not in studio.
Okay, down the hatch.
Yes.
Adios, cheese.
And through the miracle of AI, if you breathe in deeply, you'll be able to smell the cheese over the radio.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you smell it in there, Vinny?
You can. It's wonderful what they're doing with all that AI now that you can do that.
That's right. You can put your nose up to the radio.
Yeah.
That's there good. Yeah, I like that.
Tell us about it. Tell us about your experience.
It's like, it's not too sharp. It's kind of a, soft and nutty cheese. Yeah.
I would say it's like...
It's not overbearing. Yeah, it's just right.
Like similar to a cheddar.
Now there'll be 3 minutes of dead air while we eat cheese.
That's right. That's one of my favorites, though.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
That comes in a wheel. I don't know. We get a quarter wheel, and it's still about 4-5 kilos.
It's massive.
So it must be a wheel that's about 50 pounds and 3 or 4 feet across.
I can handle
they're
that.
They're huge. Like Stilton cheese too. It's monstrous like that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It was like a big log.
And Simone.
So you eat this with wine?
Sure.
What wine do you take
with
this?
With red.
Red?
Like a big strong red or sherry.
Oh.
Spanish cheese, Spanish wine, which we have the wine to go with it.
That we do, yeah.
Yeah.
Never enough wine.
Okay. And what's this one called
that
again?
That one's Riopel. That's a
Riopel.
Quebec cheese.
Okay,
and
let's open this up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is a pasteurized cheese, but they add milk as it's halfway along, which keeps it nice and soft and...
Okay, let's take a
nice
piece. Flour.
Just like Jeff.
It looks a lot like,
nice and soft.
Like brie, as you can see.
Okay.
But it tastes a lot
better. It's really soft. It's kind of gooey.
Yeah. We get that. There's a couple of those cheeses we get. That
a bit of a sharpness to it.
Yeah. They're not good. They're even better after they've sat in the case for a week or two.
Yeah.
Really
interesting.
Well.
And then do you have red wine with this too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Simone, you can have red wine with anything because it's delicious.
Anyway, that's it. Good cheese.
Good.
Yeah. Good cheese. Good wine.
Yeah.
Good times.
I think my favorite. Summer. My favorite's the first one.
The Manchego.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite.
That's a really good one.
Mm. Well, we can sell you some.
Yeah.
What is the number one cheese based on on like that you would say moves through the door?
What would you say the number one cheese is that sells at Old Farm, the most popular?
It's either that Riopel or another one that's another Quebec cheese. 14 Arpents.
Oh, right. Oh. The 14 Arpents.
Yep. Yep. Another big one is Oompa. That's Ontario cheese.
Yeah.
Similar
yeah.
to that.
Yeah.
But made up near Carlton Place, near the town of Oompa.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that Charbert Lake?
Is that Charbert Lake?
Somewhere
up there. Yeah. Like home of the Oompa Stomp. Yeah.
Oompa.
But yeah, good cheeses you can find at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
That was an old festival. I don't think they do it anymore. It's a big folk festival. You go into the town, there'd be a big sign with all the Lions Club and Rotary logos, and they would say, home of the Oompa Stomp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another, all those fairs will be coming up in the summer here.
That's true.
We were up in Delta last weekend to go to a little cafe there.
Oh, yeah.
And the Delta Fair is the oldest continuous summer festival fair in the country.
No kidding.
It's been going 270 years.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Man.
Plowing fest, plowing match is part of it.
Oh, I love a good plowing match.
Yeah.
Well,
don't we all?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to
Anyway, good to see you, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Steve.
I'm sure we'll see you a bit later today.
When I come into work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a floor to be mopped.
Good.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Put him to work.
Well, speaking of Delta Fair and certain events, next break we will be doing our community events roundup, talk about what events are going on in and around town this weekend. We got Skelly Park Art Fest.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so you want to...
We catered that for many years.
Many years.
Many, many years.
It's been passed on to another caterer.
Exactly.
I can't remember who it was or I would give them a plug. But now we'll be able to go and watch the
Be able to chill.
We'll listen to the
music. Yeah.
Instead of 1 minute at a time.
We'll bring our charcuterie board. We'll bring some cheese and have a nice little day.
That's always a good event.
Mm-hmm.
And gets a good crowd.
Yeah.
It goes on late, too. Pretty late at night.
It does, yeah. It's going to be a good weekend. So we'll chit-chat about that a little bit after 9 o'clock. But we'll get back to the tunes to take us to the hour. We've got brand new stuff. This is big, you guys. This is brand new from Mike D of the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
He hasn't put out any music in like 25 years, I think.
But the times are changing.
The Beastie Boys, Jeff, back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Solid.
Yeah.
So we got a new album from Mike D coming out in August. This is the new track called True Colors right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Let's do it. Thanks again, Steve.
Okay.
Bye, Steve.
See ya.
answered, am I right?
Yeah, nice try, Narc.
Where's the Narc? Who?
That fat Jamaican guy.
What did I say? What's going on?
Hey, we're just trying to have a good time, Narc. Why do you want to destroy us?
Don't commit your hate crimes here. Hate crimes!
Okay. Jake. So set out to find a new home. It's gonna be tough for a kid and a dog on their own. Here's a little house, often sticking his foot in. Well, that's a bad idea, dude, cause now that bird thinks you're a jerk fin. And now they're chilling on the side of a hill and thinking living in a cloud would be totally thrilling. Unless they find something inside, like a mean cloud man and his beautiful cloud bride. Beehive, oh no, don't put your foot in there, guy. Y'all tried that before and you know it didn't turn out right. Seems alright. Frog jumps out and bites a tiger, throwing down potions for food and fire. You know you should have stayed and fought that sexy vampire lady. But Jake was feeling terrified. He was super scared of her vampire bite, which is understandable, cause vampires are really powerful. They're unreasonable and burnt out on dealing with mortals. Oh, Marceline, why you so mean?
I'm not mean, I'm 1,000 years old, and I just lost track of my moral code.
Oh, Marceline, can't you see these guys are in pain?
No, I can't. I'm invested in this very cute video game.
So there go our boys, walking on the icy ground, heading towards their destiny. I'm sure they'll figure something out.
Welcome to intermission.